Is he wearing the ascot?
Yes.
Is that in support of Roland Martin? Because I like it. It's nice.
Who the hell is Roland Martin?
You gotta be kidding me.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. Host Roland Martin. And Roland, you're expecting to talk to Valerie Jarrett, and her people said that they're running late this morning, so you have to go without her.
Chatting with her this morning, but I tell you what, Tom, on News One Now, Congressman G.K. Butterfield of North Carolina is going to join us. Republican Congressman Tim Heuskamp of Kansas also. Lorraine Milton.
We got her.
Okay, she's there?
Yeah. All right. Well, she's there.
All right, here we go. Well, last night, of course, President Barack Obama gave his fifth State of the Union address, and he laid out his priorities, also called on Congress to, frankly, get out their butts and do their jobs. Joining us right now is Valerie Jarrett, Senior Advisor to President Barack Obama. And Valerie, first of all, good morning.
Good morning, Roland. How are you?
Doing great. Right off the bat, you know, we had Battle of the Bands in Atlanta, and so I remember the movie Drumline. They had one band, one sound. Off the top, the president said, look, this chamber speaks with one voice of the people we represent. It is you, our citizens, who make the state of our union strong. And he basically challenged them to get to work, saying, look, it's time for the year of action.
That's exactly right. And he said also he was prepared to work with them if they have good ideas of what they're for, that he wants to hear, particularly if it involves growing our economy and growing the middle class and ladders of opportunity into the middle class. But he also said that if they don't act, he's going to act on his own, just as he intends to do to sign an executive order to raise the minimum wage for all new federal contract employees. Because you know what? If you're sewing our uniforms, you're cleaning the buildings at the federal government, you should not be raising your children in poverty. So he's going to lead by example, but it's not an either-or, it's both-and.
One of the things that jumps out is already House Republicans are saying they need to rein in executive authority. But if you look at the numbers, President Obama has issued fewer executive orders than President Bush, than President Clinton, than President Reagan, than President Carter, than President Ford, than President Nixon, than President Johnson. And even if you go back to FDR, he issued the most executive orders ever. And so it's not like the president has really been active in this front.
He is acting well within his authority. He would always prefer to go bolder and get legislation through. So, for example, something like immigration reform, we cannot do on our own. We have to do a comprehensive package. They're raising the minimum wage for all American citizens. We can't do on our own. He called on Congress to raise the minimum wage in last year's State of the Union. He has endorsed the Harkin-Miller bill, which would raise it to $10.10. And have an annual increase for increasing it with CPI. So he's saying, look, let's work together. I want to do it with you, but if you won't, then I got to do what I can do to grow our economy because American people are counting on us. And I think the other thing that was great about last night is the First Lady's box was full of people who helped the president tell his story and illustrate the grit and determination of this country. And so he asked them to remind Congress as well about who they're elected to represent and what they're supposed to do.
One of the things the president did mention, he talked about the issue of dealing with providing opportunities for folks when it comes to jobs and education. He specifically mentioned young men of color. What specifically is he looking to do over the next year in that area, specifically for young men of color when it comes to providing those opportunities?
Well, as he said in his remarks last night, he's going to be calling on the business community, philanthropists, to come together, community organizations, everybody, and say, let's do what we can to help our young men who are most at risk. You'll remember this, Roland, when he was in Chicago this time last year, and he went to Hyde Park High School. He met with this group called Becoming a Man. It was these high school boys, all black boys, who were a part of a program to teach them self-esteem and respect and hard work and to aspire to really do well and follow that American dream. And he was really touched by those young men. And he said to them, I'll never forget it, he said, you know what? The only difference between you and me is that I lived in a more forgiving community. So he said, I got into trouble. I did all the things you all are doing, but I was safer. And so he and the First Lady are committed to doing whatever they can to help particularly the young men who are most at risk. And as you will remember also, just a couple of weeks ago, the president and the first lady invited college and university presidents to the White House to talk about how we can get our young, disadvantaged youth into college, and not just admitted into college or aspire to go to college, but to succeed in college. And the First Lady used her own life story. She said, look, if it had not been for my brother Craig, I would never have heard of Princeton University. And he went there on a basketball scholarship. Well, you can't count on that kind of good luck. And so what they would like to do, using their own lives as an example, is to help lift up our children. And we all know that the path to success is a good education, and that we have, there's nothing wrong with the children. And so we need to just give them that chance to thrive. And so that's what the president and First Lady are committed to doing.
Income inequality obviously was a huge issue as well. And one of the things that I hope that happens is the president takes some of these members of Congress who never talked to poor people in their lives and say, no, let's go have a congressional conversation in front of them in your districts as opposed to just in D.C.
Well, Roland, I hear your music, but just let me say this Friday, the president is inviting business leaders from around the country to come and help us figure out how to get long-term unemployed a fair shot. They're discriminated against just because they've been out of work. And in this economy, a lot of people are out of work. So we got to get them back to work, too.
And equal pay for women. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Actually, that was the second longest applause he got last night after the Rangers.
And Republicans still didn't applaud that.
They had to.
Yeah, when they get home, their wives going to deal with them on that one.
Exactly.
That's right.
Valerie Jarrett, senior advisor, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Thank
bye-bye.
Yeah, he ripped it up last night, don't you think, Roland?
You know, they're going to get home, and the wife going to say, "What? You just stand up? What the hell wrong with you? You better stand up next time."
Good job, Roland.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. 20 and Roland Martin's commentary is brought to you by TV One.